Now you will hear the first segment.
Jazz critic Art Clayton recently wrote a new history of jazz that critics are already calling a definitive history of the genre. On today's show, Jan Watkins talks with him about why he felt jazz was due for a new appreciation.
Hi, Art. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you on our show today.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here. I listen to your show all the time.
So, I'm going to jump right into things. Why did you feel a new history of jazz needed to be written?
Jazz is America's classical music. And by that, I mean it's a uniquely American art form that could only have grown on American soil. But despite this, many people have no idea what jazz is, its impact on culture and society, or why it's relevant.
Well, let me ask you right there. Is jazz relevant? And if so, why?
It depends how you define jazz. If you think about jazz as three musicians in a club, piano, bass, and drums, then sure, it belongs to a time and place that's long past. But jazz isn't only about that. It's about freedom of expression, teamwork, unity with diversity, the correlation between hard work and accomplishment. There's no better example of democracy than a jazz ensemble. Individual freedom, but with responsibility to the group.
And you say these themes can be gleaned from jazz's history. So why don't you tell us a little about this history?
Well, New Orleans is where jazz was born. In the 19th century, the city was a melting pot of cultures. You had descendants of the original French and Spanish settlers, other Europeans who had immigrated there later, and a very large African-American population. And it was this mix, but especially the African-American element, that led to the music that came to be called jazz. All these cultures brought their musical influences. You had blues, ragtime, religious music, European marching bands, and ragtime was the first musical form to combine these influences. Ragtime was European in the sense that it was mostly written for the piano, but it had this African rhythmic element. In fact, ragtime got its name from the musician's habit of syncopating or ragging the tunes. And this syncopation later became a very important element in jazz.
Explain syncopation.
Syncopation means playing notes just slightly off the main beat, either a little before or a little after the beat. And what this does, it creates like a little hop, an interesting rhythmic anomaly that gives the music a lot of energy. Jazz got this from ragtime, and from the blues it got the slurring or bending of musical notes. You know, like you start with one note and then bend it and let it slide into the next. Both ragtime and blues provided important ingredients.
You say jazz got these things from ragtime and the blues, but how was it different? What made jazz different from these styles?
It was the improvisation, definitely. Ragtime was, at its heart, a written form. Blues had an element of improvisation, but it was more like an oral tradition or storytelling tradition. The stories remained basically the same. What differentiated jazz was its reliance on improvisation. It was all about musicians recreating melodies each time they played them. And this brings us back to the whole theme of why I think jazz is still relevant. This idea of cultural blending, improvisation, and freedom of expression that I think remains very relevant to Americans, and in fact, any heterogeneous democracy.